Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, everybody on podcast land, we are here for another round of rapid fire, where Mark and I try to stump each other with some trivia questions, some easy, some hard. So let's get it going. Mark, you ready for question number one?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. All right, here we go. All right. What do all of these artists have in common? Willie Nelson, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, and Jimi Hendrix.
What do they all have in common? Yeah, they're all males.
That is incorrect.
Oh, you want to be
correct, but
That's right. Then I'm right. And you want something specifically?
Yes.
We see Willie Nelson, Jimi Hendrix. Who are the other two?
Elvis Presley,
Johnny Cash. Wow, I was going for a Nashville thing, but I don't think that's it.
Oh,
I don't, because Jimi Hendrix is not from Nashville. God, I have no freaking idea.
They were all in the U.S. military.
Ah, you are correct, sir. That was a good question. Wow, okay. Who was the original lead singer of the Jeff Beck Group? Somebody very famous.
I'm going to say Rod Stewart.
You are correct.
Ooh, yes. All right, question number two for you. Which company released the original Metal Massacre album?
That would be Metal Blade, based out of Simi Valley, California.
That is correct.
Yeah, the guy who is in charge of Metal Blade, I remember he had a record store in Simi that I went to a couple times. The place to get your cranks.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that kind of place. All right, question number two for you. This is a tough one. No, actually not. If you listen to the new volume channel on Sirius XM, you might get this.
I have been listening to it.
All right, what California-based drummer started his career backing two Canadian female singers? Those singers are Sash Jordan and Alanis Morissette. Can you name the drummer?
Is it Taylor Hawkins?
That's two for two, sir.
Ooh, yes.
You're on a roll.
A roll. I was thinking, oh, I know the face. I know that guy. Taylor.
Yeah, I actually saw him when he played with Sash Jordan. They opened up for Steve Perry on his last solo tour way back in the 90s.
Way back.
Yeah, he was great, though, back then.
Oh, he's an awesome drummer.
Yeah, I saw him at Tower Records once hanging out, because I think he lives in, like, the Calabasas area, the Woodland Hills area. Yep.
Yeah, that means nothing to me.
I know. That's when, well, they used to have Tower Records. Remember those?
Yeah.
Long gone.
Yeah, I do remember just record stores in general.
Yeah, nobody can relate to that stuff anymore. We used to go there for hours and just look at covers.
Hey, Mark, what do you want to do? Let's go to register. All right.
All right, let's go. Let's see if it's the latest Krang magazine or whatever.
Exactly. Okay, question number three for you. How old are the girl singers in Baby Metal?
How old are the girl singers? How old are they? Wow, you're a Baby Metal fan now?
No.
Oh.
I thought it was funny when there's a video of the main singer for Baby Metal singing with Rob Halford.
Really?
They're doing Painkiller.
No, I've not heard that one. Though I kind of like some of their videos. That one for the song Karate, I thought it was pretty cool. The choreography is well done. How old are they? God, I'm going to say 18, and the other two are 16.
Oh, very close. The other two are 17.
Oh, man. Damn it. I guess I got to turn in my baby metal fan club card.
Yeah, you're not going to.
Yeah,
I don't mix to her.
But I heard they're awesome live. It's basically because the band is awesome and the choreography is awesome. But you know, it's still kind of weird.
I mean, if you're into speed metal, the band is killer. But it depends on if you like the vocals, and the vocals are big, important to me. I don't really care much about the actual words. You know, the lyrics themselves, I can give or take. But the vocals, the actual vocals, are a big deal to me.
No, okay. All right, now here comes the hardest question of the day. Question number 3. What band was formed by 3 original Heart members? They put an album out in 1990. The members of the band were Roger Fisher, Stephen Fossen, and Mike DeRozier. Can you name the band?
Ooh, jeez.
They had a big hit single in 1990 off their debut album that hit number 2.
Wow.
I can even name the song for you. More Than Words Can Say, hit number 2. What was the name of the band? It was a sappy ballad.
Yeah, I know that song. I have no idea the name of the band.
Name of the band was Alias.
Had
a big hit, decent album, and gone.
Yeah. Any of those guys ever get back in Heart?
Nope. Well, they showed up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They were there. Those 3 guys were inducted. But no, they left the band, I think, in 1979 or 80. And they were replaced by a couple other guys.
Back when they got all the pretty boys in.
Yeah. Like Mark Andes, the drummer bass player from Spirit. And who's the drummer?
Denny Carmassi.
When those 2 guys joined the band.
2 totally different bands.
Oh, so I got a song we can play.
All right.
Something we haven't played. Let's play some Heart, but let's play some Deep Heart. How about, I don't even know if you know this song. How about Devil Delight?
Oh, I love that song.
Oh, you do? Well, let's play it here.
All right, on the Hard Rock and Trivia Show.
Like a blind mole, looking for color.
Use is a limitation and exception to the exclusive right granted by copyright law to the author of a creative work. In United States copyright law, fair use is a doctrine that permits limited use of copyrighted material without acquiring permission from the rights holders. Some examples of fair use include commentary, criticism, parody, and teaching. The Hard Rocking Trivia Show promotes the music played on the show and urges its listeners to purchase said music from the artist's official website, iTunes, or Amazon.com.
If you enjoy the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, you can go to Spreaker.com and sign up for free to follow the show. All past episodes can also be streamed or downloaded at Spreaker.com.
All right, so as most of you regular listeners know, Mark is a very big fan of the band New England. He took me onto the band as well. We're both huge fans and love those guys. Unfortunately, they were here and gone way too quick and didn't have a lot of commercial success, but we loved them. So turns out that they have a couple of reunion concerts, some up in the Boston area and one near where Mark lives in California. And you happened to go.
Yep, I went to see New England at a place called the Grand Oak Live in Upland, California. If you don't know where that is, it's about 70 miles from where I live. It's kind of closer to, I don't know if it's in San Bernardino County, but maybe about 30 miles east of Pasadena. Real nice area. I mean, I didn't know anything about it, so my wife and I had a nice date night, so we drove all the way to Upland, California.
She went to New England with you?
She did. I had to go with somebody. So yeah, we did. She decided to go, which was surprisingly because she doesn't like the music I listen to normally.
Well, New England's a little bit different. Did she like pregame anything, listen to it at all?
No, she went in with an open mind. I think she just wanted to get out of the house with me. So yeah, have somebody else watch the kids so we can get out of there. So
yeah, right, exactly.
So we did. So we made the trek all the way out to Upland. And it turns out this was not at a concert venue. It was not at a club. This was in somebody's front yard.
What?
Yeah. So when I bought the tickets, the name of the place is called the Grand Oak Live. And these two people, Nancy and Lenny, have this nice size house. And I mean a real nice size house. I would call it a mansion in Upland. And they sold the tickets through PayPal. We drove up there. They had our names on the list. We walked in, and we're supposed to get dinner and a concert. So we get in this place. We walk through their gate. To the right is their guest house. Their guest house is the size of your house.
Okay.
So you walk down this little road past the guest house, which is a nice-sized guest house, to the front of their house. And the front of their house, it's got this big door, and there's a stage in front of it. And next to each side of the stage are the garages.
Oh, jeez.
And, you know, it's on a little hill, so they got all these little chairs set up in front of the stage. They got the lights set up. They got a soundboard. And my wife looks at me and goes, "You got to be kidding. What is this?" And I was a little apprehensive, too. Like, oh, my, what are we going to get here? Because I'm thinking, oh, God, the sound's going to stink. This is going to be terrible, you know. But, yeah, I'm keeping an open mind because it's
New England that I'm expecting.
This is a band I've been waiting 37 years to see. So I was like, okay. So we get there. We're told we have to sit in this anything behind the sixth row. So we sit in the seventh row. There's about 10 rows. This place, I think they said they can hold up. The max capacity is 195. I think they sold between 150 to 195. Most of the people there, I would say 40 plus, 40 to 60 range. Not too many youngsters there.
No, I wouldn't think so.
So my wife's thinking, okay, this is supposed to be a dinner and a concert. First thing we see on the left-hand side in front of one of the garages, cheese and bread.
Okay.
She's like, this is dinner, huh? I guess. And on the other, in front of the other garage is a bar set up and some free soda and water and all that stuff. So she's thinking, terrific, this is dinner. I'm like, yeah, but we're going to see a great band. Like, oh, fantastic. So she's like looking at me like, oh, this is an experience. But she's open to this, so this is cool. So we have our cheese and crackers and sit down. And guess what? They actually have a dinner set up. In one of the garages, they say, Nancy gets them on the stage. She says, oh, when the garage door comes up, we're going to have dinner in there. Sure enough, they had like a pasta dinner. So we got dinner out of the deal. So that's good.
All right. And how much were the tickets?
I paid $90 for the two of us. So 45 apiece. So we got to see an opening act, New England, and they fed us. So far in a nice, nice neighborhood. I mean, this is like, I would say this is like the Beverly Hills of maybe this part of the California. This was nice. So the opening act is a woman named Delana. You ever heard of her?
Delana?
Delana.
No.
She's she was on a show called Rockstar Supernova.
Okay. I thought that might be who you're talking about. She opened for the guy that won, and they formed the band Rockstar and went on tour.
Yeah. She should have won that show.
Oh, she was so much better than the actual Rockstar band.
Yeah, I forgot that guy's name, actually.
Who?
The guy who won. I think it was something like Rossi, Nicholas Rossi or something like that.
I don't know either.
So she was the opening act, and she was the lead singer for L.A. Guns for a millisecond as well. You know, she's an attractive woman. She's South African. She's got dreadlocks. And her opening set was her and another guy playing. It was an acoustic set. This woman was phenomenal, unbelievable, so good. I mean, it was chilling how good she was. I'm like, why isn't this woman a star? I mean, amazing. She played covers and some originals, but perfect.
She's great, huh?
Great. I mean, I cannot believe how good she was. I'd go see her just for her. Apparently, she has an electric band. I think you said you've seen them before.
Yeah, they opened for Rockstar Supernovas. They were great. I mean, I remember thinking, wow, they were so much better than the guy that won.
Yeah, so apparently she's putting out albums all over the world. It's an electric hard rock band. She goes under the band name Delana, but the acoustic set we got was great. She did Hallelujah, the old Leonard Cohen song. Mm-hmm. She did a slow version of Help by the Beatles. I'm trying to remember some of the covers because she mixed them in with some originals, but even the originals were good too. It's like, wow. Oh, and her opening act was her 4-year-old daughter who got up and sang a song, and then they came up and sang. It was pretty kickback. And I think they ended, they did Cats in the Cradle, but the little girl got up on stage and sang the melody with her, which was kind of cool. So, yeah, my wife was happy because she was great and this was great. So far the night's going well. And the sound and the lights were good. The sound was perfect. I mean, remember you went to that show in Newark and the sound was crap. This was top notch. In fact, the guy sitting behind me had a little iPad and he was controlling the sound with his iPad sitting behind me.
Yeah. We play at some gigs where they control the sound and the guy's walking around with an iPad just tweaking it. It's really cool.
Yeah. So far the night's going great. I'm excited. I mean, you know what? It's kind of a cool vibe and the weather's like, I'd say about 70 degrees. The cops haven't come yet. So that's a good thing. But in between sets, my wife had to go to use the restroom. So she got to go in the house.
Oh, yeah?
Which was amazing. I wish I would have went because, you know, while she was waiting in line to go to the bathroom, there was a big long line in the bathroom. She's standing next to the band, New England, as they're discussing what they're going to do when they go on. So she's there. I don't even think she knows who they are, but once they came on stage, she goes, oh, I'm standing right next to them. So while she's waiting in line, there's a big line, and then two people come out of the bathroom.
Oh, nice.
I mean, who goes to somebody's house and does that in somebody's bathroom? So while they were doing that, I guess the owner of the house took them to another bathroom in the back of the house. And sure enough, two people come out of there too.
Oh, my gosh. So is that kind of deal?
Yeah. Oh, who goes to somebody's house and does that in somebody's bathroom?
Not us.
No, I mean, I thought that was pretty classless. So I don't even know if the owners knew that happened. But it happened twice in two bathrooms where people were doing their thing in the bathroom. No. So Sylvie came back and told me all about it, which I found very funny, but I thought it was pretty rude. But anyway.
Keep waiting for the bathroom. That's...
Yeah. So it's time for New England. Start off with Seal It With a Kiss.
Oh, nice.
And sound is perfect. I mean, they sounded so tight. Hirsch Gardner, this guy hits the hell out of the drums. And I didn't realize how much of the vocals he's part of. He does all the backing high vocals. And songs like Nothing to Fear, when it kicks in the vocals, that's her singing, not John. So they trade off lead vocals.
I saw a video on YouTube of them like singing in what looked like a church or something.
Yeah, I think there was one of the shows in Boston or something like that. But
yeah, he was up front playing like a tambourine or something, singing all the high stuff. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. This was one I was expecting.
Yeah, they did the song, you know the song Get It Up?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was hitting a drum and doing the high parts. Yeah, I mean, when the three of them sang the vocals, when the keyboard player, I'm forgetting his name. Oh, God, I'm forgetting his name right now. Jimmy Waldo. Yeah, when all three of them sang together, it was perfect.
Wow.
And when they went through song for song, they played like 8 songs from the first album. They played stuff from the other two, but wow, they were so good.
I like the other two albums, but the first one is classic.
That's the classic one, and the people were into it, especially the guys around me. They were so good, so on. I mean, wow.
The Fear?
Oh, of course they did, and it sounded great. Oh, my God. It was so good. And then one of the breaks they did, John came out into the crowd just with his guitar, sat down by himself. Hirsch came and sat two rows in front of us. And without any, he didn't use any mics. He just has acoustic, and he did turn out the lights.
Oh, man.
Just him singing in front, right in front of you. It was really good. Oh, man, you should have been there.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Or anybody who was near, because, you know, they rarely play. I hope they start playing more, playing some festivals or something, but they are so good. And my wife liked them. She thought...
An M3?
I think they came to... that'd be great at M3, but nobody knows who they are, and they probably get 25 minutes, so who knows? Yeah. Maybe if you're lucky enough, maybe they'll do like a Philly date or a New York date in the future, and you just drive up there and bring the wife, because she'll like it too.
Yeah, I would think she would like it. She likes that style. I mean, she doesn't like any of the hard rock bands I like, but groups like New England she can get into.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to like Shoot.
No.
And Hirsch hits the drum so damn hard in that song. I mean, it was great. Every song, the rockin' songs kicked ass. The ballads were fantastic. I mean, I can't. It's probably the best show I've seen in 10, 15 years.
It's amazing that they were so tight. The vocals so good after so long.
Yeah, because, you know, I know the other three guys have been doing music, but, you know, John Fannin, the lead singer, I think he worked for Bose. He was, I don't know what he did with them, but I think he just did his job, retired, and said, hey, let's put the band back together again. And I'm glad they did. I guess somebody in Japan is the one who kind of started it off. Said, you guys need to come out here. Some super fan. But the guy, Lenny, it's at his house, him and Nancy. He's a big super fan. So when the band finished, with Punk, by the way, of course. That was awesome.
Oh, man, I bet.
But he gets up on the mic and starts talking to the crowd, talking about how their first album sold like 500,000, but they were on a small label and, you know, record company politics, and that label folded. So he estimated that they sold, you know, 500,000, which is gold. So he pulled out gold albums from each one of the guys.
Really?
So he paid for it and had them made. These were nice, too.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, yeah, I think the band was really surprised by that. It was kind of cool that they finally got a little bit of recognition. But
did they get... You could tell that they weren't expecting that?
No, not at all. I don't think they were expecting, you know, I think they were surprised that the people that were there were so into it. I was singing every damn song.
Oh.
And there's other guys, and some of the guys in front of me, they were just singing every song. So they're not used to this. I mean, they were around for, what, 3-4 years, and that was it?
Wow, but yeah, who else is going to go see them but guys that know? I mean, you're not just going to say, oh, New England, maybe I'll go check them out. It's not like, oh, I've heard them on the radio. Let's see, I like their song. No, you got only people that will remember them from back when they were around will remember or will go to something like that.
Yeah, that first album connected with so many people. Those are the people. Well, I mean, most people didn't even know about this show, which is kind of sad. But
that is.
But I'm glad I got it. I can cross it off my bucket list. New England.
Oh, man. Well, if you ever hear that they're on the East
Coast. Yeah, definitely. I know the Massachusetts area, but yeah, they got to come closer on you. So, New England, guys, come to the Philly area or the New York City area.
Man, if they could play in Wilmington, I know two venues that they could play at. No problem. Thousand seat venues.
You might be the only two people there, but hey.
Oh.
You and the wife.
I'd be right in the front row, singing everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It was so good. Now I just need to see Angel. That's the last band I've never seen. They need them to reunite. So we got New England.
Yeah.
But even
would you only go see them if Greg Jaffrey was part of that?
I'd like to see the white hot version of the band while they're all still alive. Just to do it. Frank Domino played the Whiskey last month, but I didn't have a chance to go. I was busy, but I want to see the original band. Well, yeah. Most of the original band play. But if New England, you guys out there, you got to play more. More people, the more people see you, they're going to love you. And I hope they put out another album.
Oh, man. Did they say anything about that?
They said they're working on new music, but we'll see. I think Frontiers would put something out by them or Rock Candy. Yeah. You and I would buy it for sure.
No doubt.
Yeah. So, and they do have a new live album out. New England does. So if you go to newenglandrocks.com, you can pick it up. I just ordered it yesterday, so...
Yeah, I think we were talking about that last time, one of our shows we were talking about.
Yeah, and they did play the new song live.
Nice.
Yeah, it was okay. And they played the one that surprised me the most. They played Explorer Suite.
Really?
Which I'm not that familiar with because I never really liked it that much when I got that album. It's one of the albums, one of the songs I kind of skipped. But when they played it live, it was really good. So I'm going to have to go back and revisit that song.
Yeah.
Because for me, it was the first album and the second album that were the best. And the third album has its moments. But they played Elevator and Walking Wild. So they played some good stuff. It was overall fantastic. So if they come back, my wife said she'd even go see him, surprisingly enough. And I would too, for sure.
Now I'm going to have to put all my New England on my iPhone and listen to it.
Yeah, so we got to play a New England song. What should we play to turn people on? Because everybody's heard Don't Ever Want to Lose You, so let's play something different.
And how about Shoot?
Shoot, there's a good one. That one song was killer. And listen to the drums at the end of the song.
Nice. All right,
so let's play New England's Shoot.
On the Hard Rock and Trivia Show.
If you enjoy the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, you can go to Spreaker.com and sign up for free to follow the show. All past episodes can also be streamed or downloaded at Spreaker.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.